Chapter 35. Just a few minutes later, Maeve opened the door of the little brown house. She smiled at me and at the scraps waving in the early morning breeze. And then came the cry. Wail was more like it, coming from me. Not the meek peep of a wren chick, not the shy squeak of a mouse pup. No, this was a cry of righteous indignation. This was a baby. Chapter 36. The baby had a note attached to her blanket. Haltingly, Maeve tried to read it aloud. Italian, she murmured. Only later, when she consulted one of her patients, did she understand its meaning. Please give her the care I cannot. I wish for you both a life of love. The baby's hair was black. Maeve's was red. The baby's eyes were brown. Maeve's were blue. The baby was Italian. Maeve was Irish. They were made for each other. Maeve named the baby Amadora, which meant, in Italian, the gift of love.